And cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is March 19th, 2008. I barely made it into my broadcast cockpit here because we're busy on the phone with a scared lady in East Austin. The police came to her door in military uniforms. Looks like the military is out there with them and said, don't worry, it's just a training operation. And from what we got over the phone, it's the classic lockdown grid. We know the city of Austin's been training with the military to drive hundreds of buses and take citizens to the emergency relocation center that they built at the old airport in 99. They've built these in every major town, even most small towns. It's all part of our journey into absolute despotism and the destruction of all freedom. We have a huge radio broadcast lined up for you today. I am so upset about what has developed and about what has happened that despite the fact that I didn't get home until midnight last night from work, and despite the fact that I've even cut out caffeine products 99% out of my diet, I still eat a little chocolate or drink a glass iced tea or so once a week. I could not sleep. I woke up probably 20, 30 times during the night, and I ended up waking up at about 5:30 and going back to sleep at about 7 this morning for an hour. I can't even sleep over what's happened in the news and information that we have for you today. We told you it was going to happen, and I take no pleasure in being right again. I got home last night at about midnight. I went in to do some more news hounding, and I saw on Infowars.com the headline, Individual Right to Bear Arms Wins Favor in Court Agreement, a link to the New York Law Journal. And before I clicked on the link, I said, it will announce a big victory for gun owners, and then it will say, but they can have reasonable restrictions and can restrict under law, which is not a victory. It is the end of the Second Amendment. It is absolute despotism. And sure enough, I read the New York Law Journal, I read the Washington Post, and then I spent another hour scanning over hundreds of pages. Well, to be accurate, the main brief is 91 pages with another 20-something pages of footnotes entered in as evidence into the record. And I read the brief, the supposed pro-Second Amendment argument, and they are even saying, oh, go ahead and restrict. Yes, you're allowed to. And the other side is calling for absolute gun bans. The White House actually says we should be able to ban all handguns. I mean, there it is. They want to ban your handguns. There's thousands of facets to this. I couldn't sleep, and now I am struggling not to explode. Again, frustration, thousands of facets I want to go over. So many different issues, their tactics of lying. The big issue here is this is being heralded as a victory for the Second Amendment to make you stand down. It's a military tactic. It's an art of war tactic. This is coming up and so much more. Massive broadcast lined up.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get into the economic news, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us to chronicle the plunge of the dollar, before we get Larry Pratt on, coming up in about an hour and a half from now, from Gun Owners of America, who has been a party to the brief to the federal government, to the criminals. Before we break all of that down, I am going to get into the Second Amendment. Now, for those that see themselves as progressive, those that see themselves as liberal, it is a political football issue. It is a banner, a symbol of your stock and trade, of your identity that was built into you from public school and college and peer pressure and the sick New World Order culture, that guns themselves cause wars, that guns themselves are bullying wicked engines of abuse and degradation of humanity. No, evil people, evil governments, evil elites, evil organizations seek to always use overwhelming force of arms to dominate individuals, groups, countries, races. And where there is the Second Amendment and individual ownership of weapons, there is liberty. Where there is not, there is tyranny. Hitler was for gun control. Stalin was for, quote, gun control, which itself is a psychologically packaged word. You're not for gun control. Don't you want to control things? Don't you want to control a gun? Like it has feet of its own and walks out, and we hear about gun crime, gun murder. It's all implied, like guns or wicked 10-foot Grendels stalking the countryside, devouring children at midnight. I have studied this issue. I have read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. I have gone and gotten the original newsprint of the Founding Fathers having debates in the newspapers, not just at the Continental Congress, but right through until the nation was actually officially formed and Congress established more than a decade later. There are not hundreds, there are thousands and thousands of sourced quotes of the Founding Fathers saying that when the government comes wanting to restrict your Second Amendment, your ownership of individual firearms, in any way, that is tyranny. Overthrow that government immediately. It is not your right. It is an absolute order from the Founding Fathers, from common sense, from the Bill of Rights, from the Constitution. There is no debating it. A strong body makes the mind strong. As to the species of exercises, I advise the gun. While this gives moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball and others of that nature are often too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be your constant companion of your walks. Thomas Jefferson, letter to Peter Carr, 1785, in the writings of Thomas Jefferson, Memorial Edition, issued by the Trust of Thomas Jefferson. One loves to possess arms, though they hope never to have occasion for them. Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, 1796, the writings of Thomas Jefferson, Memorial Edition. We established, however, some, although not all, its self-government important principles. The Constitution of our states asserts that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves in all cases to which they think themselves competent, as in their electing their functionaries, executive and legislative. Notice their functionaries, not their officials, their authorities, their bosses. See, American people think you grovel to government, it's God, and it directs you. And they wear fancy uniforms and fancy plumed outfits like they always did in history. The more tyrannical a government, the more plumes and names and titles and finery. As your journey towards despotism nears completion, that they may exercise it by themselves in all cases which they think themselves competent. And it goes on, and deciding by a jury of themselves in all judiciary cases in which any fact is involved, or they may act by representatives freely and equally chosen. That is their right and duty, to be at all times armed. So he ends Thomas Jefferson to John Cartwright, 1824 Memorial Edition. Limbscone and Bree, editors. Now, he's saying it's our right through voting, our right through juries, grand juries, and our right by the gun. We run this government. It all comes from us. No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson, Draft Virginia Constitution, 1776. That's when Virginia pulled out first, ladies and gentlemen. By themselves, up against the entire British Empire. Started there. And they said, you know what? You just come and take it. And it goes on and on and on and on. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Second Amendment quotes that I have. Here's John Adams, see, because there's page after page of each Founding Father. A Defense of the Constitution of the United States, written by John Adams, page 475. People hear John Adams, they don't even know who that is. They can't find the U.S. on a map. That's why the cops and the government can tell you you don't have a Second Amendment, because the public doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground. I'm going to walk through all this today. The Supreme Court is going to ban your guns. And just like at Waco, when they were ramming those tanks in there and setting that place on fire, they had bullhorns saying, this is not an assault, this is not an assault. And then there's the FLIR footage from the FBI's own planes showing them firing their automatic weapons. The Delta Force. This is not an assault where you see on the FLIR the people running out the back and being shot and falling down. And the Supreme Court's saying, ooh, you won. You got a Second Amendment unless we say so. You ever seen the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, their, quote, global law? Article 29 and 30 say you have no rights. Now, the first 28 say you have just every right under the sun until it says unless we say so. And how did I know they were going to do this? How did I know? I watched their official policy. Bush comes out during the 2004 election and says we have a Second Amendment right. And then he adds, unless prescribed by law. And I watch what the Republican courts have been doing. They were setting us up. The Democrats are openly want our guns to feed on us. It's all, we all work for the same foreign banks. But the Republicans, you know, they've got to seduce a nation of gun owners, 140 million, 150 million gun owners. They've got to fool you. And I'm seeing, type gun control into Google, web, Google News. Look at it. Hundreds of articles. Hundreds. Where they're going, man, huge victory. Oh, my gosh, the Supreme Court, it looks like. Because these are just reports on observations of what the justices were saying and questions they were saying after, you know, hours of both sides presenting, quote, their evidence. One of the most important Supreme Court cases ever in our history, and they just spent a few hours on it. And now they're going to spend the next few months behind closed doors being told what to do by the political masters that put these judiciary whores in power. But they basically said what they're going to rule yesterday, and that is we can ban any gun we want whenever we want, and we're going to take your guns. And how is this being spun? Oh, great victory. This is not an assault. And you run out of the burning building, and there's infantry trained troops on both sides at the back of the Bradley fighting vehicles opening up on you with their fully automatic rifles. Video, FLIR footage, FBI aircraft, and the national media says that's not, it's quite normal to have those flashes off the ends of guns. That's just reflections. That's not a gun flash. See, they even tell you that's not an assault. They were telling the Davidians it wasn't an assault as they were shooting them. But when you see the video of them shooting them, they say, well, that's not what you're seeing. Then the Delta Force documents get released in Congress that they indeed did kill them, and it's never in one newspaper. Oh, yeah, it's admitted they went in and killed them and went in with an infantry maneuver and went into the church records vault, that little concrete structure in there, and put a satchel shaped charge bomb in there to send the directed energy down into the church vault where the women and children were hiding, and it turned them all into a stew. It was just a stew. Splattered them all up against the walls. This is not an assault. And the Supreme Court, ooh, big victory for gun owners. And then you stand down. Oldest trick in the book. When did the Vietnamese communist attack? During the Tet holiday. When there was a ceasefire, they tell you ceasefire, they tell you you're winning as they slit your throat ear to ear. And the lifeblood of this country and our heritage and everything we are sprays out in black gouts all over the ground. And you got that stupid smirk on your face.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Noah Webster, you know him for Webster's Dictionary, founding father of the United States. Now, the FBI and FEMA teach that they are enemy terrorists. We have them on video. The founding fathers are bad. Who do you side with, the founding fathers or the shaved head, tattooed BATF criminals? Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. A military force at the command of Congress can execute no laws but such as the people perceive to be just and constitutional, for they will possess the power and jealously will instantly inspire the inclination to resist the execution of law, which appears to them unjust and oppressive. There's a founding father, and I've got every one of them saying the same thing. These guns are for the government. They're always the threat. They're always the enemy. Always. And the greatest military force of a government ever assembled has been assembled against us. The police have been brainwashed, have been turned over. Their special weapons and tactics teams have been turned over to the New World Order. The BATF has always been criminal, back from the days that they would rape your wives and steal everything you had if they caught you running a still and selling whiskey without paying taxes to them. They're the oldest federal police force and a criminal wickedness untold. They tripled the size of the BATF because the new reign of terror against the Second Amendment is beginning. You type gun control into Google News, hundreds of stories, and almost every one of them is a defeat for the Second Amendment. State, city, county, international, lawsuits, Republican, Democratic governors suing manufacturers, making them stamp the casings, total control, harassing gun owners, just ravaging us, raiding gun dealers, raiding gun owners, harassing veterans, banning hundreds of thousands of veterans a month from owning guns. But the enemy had more hubris when it came to the Second Amendment 5-10 years ago. They would admit they wanted to take our guns, and then they would lose politically, and we would rally against them. But now they've gotten slicker. They just say, oh, you've won, yes, oh, yes. And then the NRA comes and introduces the gun control bills. They're compromised. Have you ever studied how nations fall, how people are betrayed? They go to who is most trusted and buy them off. They don't need to buy off the NRA leadership. The NRA was founded by the federal government the year after the Civil War. It was founded. It is nothing but to prepare, quote, general military readiness. You know, these arguments that, well, the Supreme Court's saying right now, it's a militia. Only the militia can own guns, and the militia is the National Guard. Well, it was founded in 1906. So how did they, in 1776 and 1789, come out with something saying it's an individual right and the people are the militia, and then you read the duties of the militia, it is to fight the tyrannical government. I just read to you Noah Webster. Let me read it again. To suppose arms in the hands of citizens to be used at individual discretion, except in private self-defense or by myriad orders of towns, countries, or districts of a state, it is to demolish every constitution and lay the laws prostrate, so that liberty can be enjoyed by no man. It is a desolation of the government. The fundamental law of the militia is that it be created, directed, and commanded by the laws, and ever for the support of the laws. That's John Adams, A Defense of the Constitution. Now let me read to you Noah Webster. Before a standing army can rule, that's tyranny, folks. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. What about 9/11, Noah? You didn't see that. A military force at the command of Congress can execute no laws, but such as the people perceive to be just and constitutional. For they, the people, possess the power and jealously will instantly inspire the inclination to resist the execution of a law which appears to them unjust and oppressive. We're going to come back with the serious news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and get into the news now of what's happened to the Second Amendment. To watch the general public completely dumbed down, having no idea how their government operates, the branches of government, any of it, and then watching politicians in both parties act like the people's will or what the Bill of Rights or Constitution says is being honored is very frustrating, okay? The criminals in the Supreme Court have ruled that there's no Fourth Amendment. The criminals in the Supreme Court have ruled that women can kill their babies. People say, well, they never had a ruling before. Yeah, because no one ever thought there needed to be one. And even if you're for abortion, understand that's the power of the Supreme Court, what they can do overnight. Now, they are not going to come out and say, we can ban all your guns. In fact, they're doing something much slicker. They have never had a Supreme Court ruling on the Second Amendment because the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court gave literally hundreds of quotes and statements about the absolute total right of citizens to own firearms. and other weapons in resistance to the government, including cannon. Oh, you can't trust the people with that. Oh, but you can trust the government with all the power and control and secrecy and men and women who lust for power getting into those positions? Oh, let's just have no balance of power with the government. Let's just let them have it all. So up front, it is asinine to even debate with people. Debating with victim disarmament, slave disarmament supporters. The useful idiots and the corporates above them who know what it's about, slavery. And having their property disarmed. Just like you declaw and defang a rat before you feed it to the prize snake. They're going to pull the rat's teeth out. They're going to cut his claws off and throw him in scampering around in the glass case. And most of the world has had their fangs pulled, and that's why the UN can march in Rwanda and kill 800,000 people. And now it's come out decades later, as we told you, that the UN ran the murder. Before it was, oh, they let it happen and might have helped a little. No, they ran it. And, of course, they say that in the 2000 July 7th, their declaration of gun ban in D.C., they met in New York, and they said, UNIDIR, the Small Arms Control Division of the UN, said that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. A power monopoly of the state is a dictatorship. And they say that our ownership of guns threatens their dictatorship. And you're absolutely right, it does. Now, I know most of you already understand this. You've read the Federalist Papers. You've read the Constitution, Bill of Rights. You understand that. Your neighbor doesn't. The guy that's got the Harley Davidson. The guy that's got American Eagles on every one of his shirts. The guy that's got George Bush stickers on his car. The guy who means well. He's okay to play golf with or go jet skiing with, but he thinks everything's fine. And if we can't get him angry and moving to defend the Second Amendment, we're going to lose it and go into civil war. Because there are going to be people who are going to fight back in mass as this incrementally happens, even if it's incremental. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want to go to that. I want to take our government back and then arrest the New World Order minions and prosecute them. It does nothing to the New World Order to talk about big shootouts with cops in the streets and the rest of it. And, of course, the little pathetic SWAT teams in every city will be brushed aside, no problem. But that's what the globalists want. The next phase is federal troops and I-4 international armies, which are now publicly in signed agreements to use Dutch, Israeli, German, British, Canadian, Mexican, Czech Republic, on more than 50 countries, to police certain sectors of the U.S. They even come here for 30 years and train in the sectors. Now, though, that's not just in Army training manuals and documents. It's in the mainstream news. Cue up Shattered Union. I want them to hear this. This is more, and of course you've got Jericho and all these other shows where they're pushing this idea. America with a K. All of it. Position pre-implanted in the minds out there. Now, why am I so angry today? How many times have I said in the last year, since it was announced that in March of 2008, the Supreme Court would hear oral arguments and the brief on the Second Amendment dealing with the D.C. gun ban? I want to play this first, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you basically an executive summary of what we're facing, then I want to flesh more of this out. But this is what they would like to happen. They're full of hubris, they're going to end up losing in the end, but the police and others better hope the Second Amendment stays in place, and you better hope you're never marched out against us to try to get our guns, because I take no pleasure in what's going to happen to you. You will be absolutely destroyed. And that's the globalist plan, because then they're going to bring in the foreign force. How many years did we tell you all this and now you see it in the news? How many years? I know it's crazy. I know it's hard to believe, but truth is stranger than fiction. This is really happening. Here it is.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed. And a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
And there are hundreds of video games basically putting out the same line. We can play the one we played a week or so ago about the energy wars. The oil wars, where they're going to shut off our fuel. And then you read actual head of the Council on Foreign Relations says the global warming's fake. It's a way to organize the people against themselves for our police state. Terrorism, we're going to use that to take their rights. Now, I could sit here for literally 10 hours. I mean more than that. Reading Founding Father quotes about the Second Amendment being absolute individual right to own muskets, the handgun of the age, the larger muskets, the long rifles, the Kentucky long rifles, cannon. And it is for the government that we be an armed camp, jealously, greedily, sitting on top the jewel of liberty. That's a quote, by the way. Guarding it. But no. Again, every line I read was thoughts and information last night. I spent 2 hours reading the entire briefing. I have read the entire briefing. You can go to Infowars.com, best place to find it, and link through to the individual right to bear arms wins favor in court argument, New York Law Journal. And there they've got a link to the Supreme Court, where you can go to the Supreme Court itself and try to find it, but it's best to go to the main page and get it. District of Columbia. The petitioners are Dick Anthony Heller. I'm going to get him on soon, by the way, now that this case has been put forward. And this is the above oral argument before the Supreme Court of the United States. 10:06 a.m. appearances, and then it begins. Walter Dillinger, Esquire, Washington, D.C., on behalf of the petitioners. And then against them is General Attorney Paul D. Clement, Esquire, Solicitor General, Department of Justice, Washington, D.C., on behalf of the United States, and amicus supporting the petitioners. The White House. Okay. The Bush White House. And you read this sucker, and they argue for gun bans nationwide. So that's one big issue here, is we have the White House red-handed. And, of course, they're fronts and puppets themselves. Bush will be gone soon. Let's forget about him, just like with Clinton. Hating the individual is fun, and he is a joke, and, you know, the rest of it. What do you think using cocaine for 40 years does to you? but and drinking Jack Daniels. But let's just move on. What do you think having gay porn stars at the White House every night does to you? Let's just move on from that. He's a pathetic worm, fully compromised, like Barack Obama, Hillary, and McCain. These are sock puppets. These are meat puppets for the New World Order. They're there because every corporate program, every governmental system is attacking the Second Amendment full scale, the textbooks, the public schools, everywhere. The government's announcing homeschooling is illegal at state Supreme Court level in California and Illinois. They're announcing they can unlimited spy on you, no Fourth Amendment. I mean, they're making their move right now. And this same Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 appointed by Republicans, people expect them to hear this. And so they're playing a trick. Everything they've done is for tyranny. Everything they've done is to break down the country. Every ruling they've had has been 180 degrees opposite, no debate, from the most pro-governmental intent of the Founding Fathers. They're 180 degrees away from Alexander Hamilton, who was the most statist and wanted a king and wanted to set up their own nobility and wanted George Washington to be the king. They're 180 degrees opposite from him. They're like double negative opposite from Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or Sam Adams or Thomas Paine. There is no debate. I've got Alexander Hamilton quotes here about how it's to defend against a corrupt government. It's a 100% right. 100% right to hold and manufacture and have guns. Congress can make no law dealing with them. Just like religion. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You don't have any purview, any jurisdiction, any more than a cop from Austin, Texas has jurisdiction in New York. Or a New York cop has jurisdiction in Tokyo. You don't have jurisdiction. You're the tyrants. You're the criminals. And there's lots of criminals who think they're in the right. Just because you're tuned in right now and thinking I'm lying just because you're ignorant doesn't mean you're still not a criminal. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. And by the way, do you know what the penalty is for treason? The Founding Fathers are very clear. They said anyone that tries to disarm you unlawfully should be executed. So you need to know that you're being set up and you're on the wrong side of history. Now, they have national polls of upwards of 98%. They just had one last year of police officers nationwide, and 98% are pro-gun. Cops, by and large, are pretty good, but the system they're part of is very bad. Now, over 80% of police chiefs, though, are pro-gun control because they're political. A cop knows that in Chicago or New York or L.A., where they have massive gun control, or D.C., highest crime rate in the country per capita since the gun ban, they're always the king, folks. Every once in a while, Detroit or Chicago will pass them, or New York, but overall, on average, they're the king. And why? I've seen newscasts of people live up there. They'll have like 5, 6, 7, 8 deadbolts. They'll board up their windows, even in middle-class areas. Because they know, folks. They know. They can come in there and have their way with you. And the type of people that would live somewhere like that, who wouldn't move where they could have a Second Amendment, are also the types that won't fight back with a butcher knife or baseball bat. See, it's not just that they don't even have a Second Amendment there. Statistically, they don't fight back either. Because, see, only someone raised somewhere where you're trained, where your daddy doesn't take you out and teach you that you're going to be a warrior when you grow up. And that doesn't mean running around acting tough. That means a man is taught he's going to protect his women, protect his family. A man is taught to fight back when somebody punches him. A man is taught how to use a gun and is taught to use it if somebody attacks you. Somebody comes in your house. You hadn't chopped off what's between my legs. I'm not a slave. And I understand what the costs are here. And to watch Americans go into bondage, to watch us falling apart and overrun by seas of desperate third world populations, to watch the police dressing like ringwraiths and openly admitting that they're in federal grants, putting on intimidating uniforms and the cameras in school bathrooms. I know I say that every day. How do you get over cameras in thousands of school bathrooms in the stalls? See, that's 1984 on steroids. We're already living deeply in this, but we have this vestigial Second Amendment that they're trying to get rid of. And you read this, the Supreme Court is about to rule they can take your guns. But as they announce it, they put in the lie of, oh, you won. You have a right sometimes, maybe, if we say so. The literal end of America. Everything's imploding.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be getting into the economy with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Tomorrow we got the head of London Guardian's financial section, who's openly saying this is all engineered, this financial collapse. Got Larry Pratt coming up in about 40 minutes to break down what's happening with the Second Amendment. All right. So the Supreme Court, when you read this 100-plus page oral brief, you get the questions back from the justices, the supposed pro-gun justices. And they say things like, well, it's not reasonable to have a total gun ban. I can see that we ban some guns and make you lock them up and, you know, that we track who owns and register. But I don't see, a total ban. I think we have the power to restrict. Now, that's the pro-gun. That's Scalia and others. I've got their comments right here. We're going to do a big story on this in the next few days. Just reading it all again takes hours. And I'm not whining about that. It's just that I do so much study that I need time to even articulate it. It's just insane. But the basic executive summary is this. They have never had a Supreme Court ruling for gun control. All they have is the first Chief Justice and the other Chief Justices and then a few of the presidents that came along who'd also been on the Supreme Court previously who were just all wildly Second Amendment. It's an individual right to fight the government. It says common street thugs, but that's secondary. It's mainly for tyrannical government. They said it will come. You will have to fight and die or you'll be slaves. There's quotes like that all day. And it just said, gut up, be, and see, you see movies like 300 that's exaggerated and puffed up, but it's really true. 300 people held off hundreds of thousands for, a week or something? The Alamo, 187 people against 4,000, they were all going to die. Colonel Travis said, victory or death, we're going to stay here, we're going to die. People say, modern people say, well, that's dumb. Modern people say, they should have run. They should have given in. Well, most cultures do that, and everyone's slaves. India, China. They don't produce anything, folks. That's what the West is all about. Any great culture stands up and is willing to sacrifice. Look at the Japanese, dominant over all of Asia. They have that trait. You think Colonel Travis didn't want to see his son that my family raised? You didn't think he didn't want to go home and live a life? He was 20-something years old? You didn't think all those other men? Davy Crockett? Already a legend? But you know what? They knew it was tyranny. I don't care what the historians try to put out. You read their actual letters. They knew that Santa Anna was a dirty dictator. And they crave taking on 4,000. Let me tell the New World Order something, too. You kill me, you kill others of us, you just make us martyrs. In the end, we're going to walk on your graves, guaranteed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Go.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Roberts coming up with financial news in the next segment. Former Wall Street Journal editor, number two Department of Treasury, head of policy, father of Reaganomics, to track what's happening with Bear Stearns and the rest of it. Very important. Even if you're not in the stock market, it affects you. We got more guests coming up this week continually on this subject, different angles. And then in the last 30 minutes of this hour, Larry Pratt, who's been at the Supreme Court, is part of the brief. Okay, so you've got the, quote, pro-gun justices in the brief and the supposed pro-gun, and they say, oh, well, I believe you can restrict the Second Amendment, but you can't completely ban it. Now, if you look at jurisprudence and you look at case law, that's a huge defeat for the Second Amendment. And remember, I said that's what they do. They'd come out and say, well, you've got a narrowly defined right if we say so. That's what the state courts said, and then lower federal courts said in New York 30, 40, 50 years ago, different cases that have come up. They said, yeah, you got a right to own guns if the sheriff says you can. And you have got to pay about $30,000 in fees and campaign contributions to the sheriff in New York for the county or to the police chief. And there's been big scandals on this, and only mob bosses and billionaires have guns. There are just, less than 1,000 I was reading just a few months ago, gun permits in New York. There is no Second Amendment there. Now, that's what the Supreme Court's saying, and the NRA that supported every piece of gun control legislation, they wrote the 68 Gun Control Act. They supported the 2000, quote, instant check that federalized everything. They supported the Veterans Disarmament Act. Not you, the members. I've given money to them, too. I grew up reading The Rifleman when I was a kid. It wasn't until 10 years ago I woke up when we were beating gun bills in Texas, and the NRA lobbyists came out in the Dallas Morning News and attacked me and said I was extreme, that they were neutral on the bill, which means they were for it. And what was the bill? Banning anyone under 18 being able to shoot a gun. Banning a grandfather giving a 17-year-old a gun. Banning YMCA shooting clubs. I was there at the legislature, and those pieces of trash. I mean, you want to know they're for gun control? You've got to experience it. And they support gun control in Chicago, and they support it in New York. And guess what? When they went and lost the case, the NRA lost a case in D.C. a few years ago, they said, oh, we believe guns should be registered and certain types can be banned, and we believe they should be locked up in a safe, and we believe in lots of restrictions. We just think it's the same argument. No, it's an absolute right, just like religion is. Look, we've lost most of our liberties, but the Second Amendment is so in the core of Americana and John Wayne that they haven't been able to get rid of it completely in most areas of the country, Vermont, Texas, Nevada, Arizona. And they're coming on like a hurricane, and they've got thousands of lawsuits in cities and counties and states trying to restrict and ban. And if they come back, which they're saying in this brief they're going to do, and say, okay, if people want to go get a city permit, and the city can set the parameters for that, then you can get a gun. And then they're just not going to issue the permit. And even if they do issue it, as they do in some areas, so you're already being trained incrementally. Well, I got my permit. You know, you live in Florida. Why do you even have a permit? The law says you can have a gun. Yeah, but see, that means the cops won't harass you. A permit is a license. A license is something, it is a government certificate to do something that would otherwise be illegal. So we'll cover this more after we cover some of the financial news today. And later, I want to read to you the Washington Post and the New York Law Journal, because the biggest issue here isn't what the Supreme Court's doing. We knew they do that. It's how they're gulling, how they're conning the public into thinking this is a pro-Second Amendment ruling. We've got to mobilize the troops, folks, or we lose the Second Amendment.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A devastating indictment of our current system of justice. Milton Friedman, who just died, as you know. The tyranny of good intentions. By the way, Arthur C. Clarke, the inventor of the telecommunications satellite and an amazing science fiction writer, died at 90 years of age in Sri Lanka. Thought I'd just throw that out as interesting when I was mentioning Milton Friedman. The tyranny of good intentions, how prosecutors and law enforcement are trampling the Constitution in the name of justice. Paul Craig Roberts. And, of course, Paul Craig Roberts was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, university professor and associate editor of the Wall Street Journal. He is a nationally syndicated columnist for Creators Syndicate, and he wrote the book with Lawrence M. Stratton, a Ph.D. candidate in Christian Ethics and Princeton Theology Seminary and former adjunct professor of Georgetown University Law Center. He is currently on the adjunct ethics faculty at Villanova University. Okay, and the book is The Tyranny of Good Intentions in bookstores everywhere now. It's a very nice little book. I read the first edition when it came out a few years ago. It's back out now, even better. And Dr. Roberts, we only got you for about 25 minutes, so let's move quick. We saw them hammer down gold. They admit that they have the IMF dump a bunch of gold. They also sell their long position. They sell gold futures at a reduced price to artificially drive it down, but it looks like that's not working anymore. They've been doing that every week, and it only rebounds later. I've had the head of the New York Business School on. I've had a bunch of other top economists on the last 2 weeks, like yourself, and everybody says if this continues, hyperinflationary depression within 2 years. Give us your basic take on the, we haven't been on in about 2 weeks, on all the insanity, Bear Stearns going for $2 a share, the the government financing, J.P. Morgan, and the rest of them to come in and prop up these other groups. Just it seems to me like it's deteriorating at an accelerated rate, or am I wrong?
Alex, you probably aren't wrong. The point is nobody really knows, because we still don't know the extent of the problem, and we still nobody can bet on the United States government doing anything intelligent. I mean, look at the past 7 years' record. You can't find one intelligent decision. You see, Alex, as bad as the subprime derivative market is, and all the damage it's done and may yet do to the financial system, I regard that almost as a sideshow. And the real, that's all due to too much deregulation. They abolished the Glass-Steagall Act in 1999, the Clinton administration, and this broke the wall between commercial banks and investment banks, and that's where all of this, these stupid new instruments, the greed, the carelessness, has come from. But it's a sideshow, in my opinion. The real show is the collapse of the United States dollar as the world reserve currency, and that collapse is ongoing, and it's really probably it's worsened probably by all the panic from the subprime, but it owes its real cause to the budget and trade deficits, which have reached such levels that they no longer appear to be closable. We can't close the trade deficit when total U.S. imports exceed total U.S. manufacturing output. There's no way, even if everything we manufactured we sold abroad, it still wouldn't pay for our imports.
Dr. Roberts, let's say the White House are a bunch of idiots and they're not doing this on purpose and they haven't pulled their money out of their funds before they implode them like Enron and they're not running a scam. Let's just say they're crazy. They've got to have at least a plan in their mind. And they know that when they go around the world bad-mouthing the dollar, that drives it down, while domestically they are saying everything's wonderful and flowery as a political statement. They've got to know cutting interest rates twice in 1 week by a full point total is going to drive the dollar down further. Are they just kind of playing Russian roulette or chicken with the foreigners, saying, well, go ahead, you're holding so many dollars, there's nothing you can do? I mean, what do you think they think they're doing?
Well, Alex, a few weeks back, you and I talked about the dilemma that they face two simultaneous problems that are dangerous, and the solution for the problems are contradictory. To save the impaired and imploding financial system, they need to pump out all the liquidity that they possibly can, thus the low interest rates. But as you just noted, those low interest rates undermine the dollar and the ability of the government to borrow abroad to finance its deficit. So that's contradictory. Right now, they have decided that the pressure is mainly on the financial system, and that's urgent, and so they're pumping out the liquidity. Now, when it changes and the dollar starts going down at such a precipitous rate that it becomes even more alarming, and they see that, hey, we might not be able to clear the next Treasury auction. What if the bonds aren't taken that we put up? We got to boost the interest rates to give people incentive to continue to lend to us. That's ahead. That may yet come. So,
well, we already see foreigners slowing how much money they'll put into bailouts. We see all these Latin American countries saying they're not going to deal in dollars anymore. We see European nations moving away from the dollar, the Arabs moving away. I mean, we see that creep towards the door, everybody getting up and leaving, starting to happen.
Right, but, you know, when it hits Washington will be the day they can't sell the next round of Treasury bonds to finance the government's current budget or to finance the war. You see, the day they bring a new round of Treasury bonds to auction, that's how they sell them.
Yes.
They put them up for bid. And the bidders don't take all the bonds. Then that's when they know they got to jump the interest rates up. And so if they got to jump the interest rates up before they get enough liquidity in to float the insolvent banking system, they're really in trouble.
But so, sir, I mean, just looking at it as a layman, they're pumping hundreds of billions a month and then, of course, selling that debt globally with the bonds, for listeners that don't understand that, then it looks like it's doing nothing, like the body's gone into shock, the blood's just pouring out, there's too many wounds. It appears that them dumping all this money only drives confidence down even more.
Well, liquidity usually, historically, drives the stock market up, and we saw that yesterday.
But it's watered down liquidity.
They're having trouble because the banking system is impaired, and so they're having trouble getting the liquidity that they're pumping out through the banking system into consumer hands to drive the economy. They'll probably fail in that, but they may succeed, and I don't know that they will, but they may succeed in getting liquidity into the banks themselves through these new mechanisms they have of lending money based on these bad securities. And technically, they can't buy these securities outright, but in fact, they can by continually to roll over the loans. So they can sort of take the securities out of the troubled securities out of the banking system by lending on them and just keep rolling over those loans.
I know you're an economist, you're not a forecaster, but you have made quite a few predictions that have come true. Not a prediction, but in your gut, where do you see this going? Do you think they'll ever be able to pull it out and when we just have a bad recession? Or do you see this inevitably leading into just some type of just huge explosion?
I think what you're going to see is the dollar loses its reserve currency role, and that means that the United States cannot any longer pay its bills in its own currency. And so it'll have trouble paying for its imports, oil and otherwise, in manufacturing goods, food, whatever it's trying to import.
So not dying with a bang, going out with a whimper.
I think you'll see what you're seeing is the collapse of American power. Look, here's the fact. The United States is not a financially independent country. It is dependent on foreigners to finance the day-to-day operations of the government, including the wars. It's dependent on foreigners to finance its trade deficit, its overconsumption. So it's not a financially independent country. And the notion that a country that is not financially independent can be the reserve currency is a contradiction in terms. And so if the reserve currency role will be lost when, I don't know, it's in the process of being lost, and that means we can no longer rely on foreigners to pay our bills. So how are they going to close the trade and budget deficits? That will be a major kind of crisis.
Well, I've seen the numbers.
It will depress American living standards further.
So we're going into basically third world serfdom?
I said about 3 years ago at a big conference televised that in 20 years the United States would be a third world country. I'm sticking to that prediction.
Well, I think in many areas it already is. Final segment with Dr. Roberts. We'll talk about several pieces you've written in the last week, watching the dollar die, and the newest one, The End of American Power. But my question, when we first come back, moving quick with Dr. Roberts, whose new book is out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, in bookstores everywhere, is that, to me, it's real simple. Wall Street, the big foreign brokerage houses, the banks, are sacrificing this country to make sure they survive. And the dollar.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E-Products.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, our guest, new book out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. Okay, I mean, it really seems like an elementary equation. You've got these greedy, corrupt brokerage houses and banks that just do whatever they want. They rate their own, non-backed securities, bundles of derivatives, you name it, just all sorts of housing loans together. They sell them. They get billions of dollars of bonuses per company every year. And they literally are destroying the dollar, the country, our future, this institution, everything, just so they can continue pumping up the bubble. I mean, it really, I guess, in my mind, comes down to something pretty simple. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, Alex, they're also destroying themselves. Bear Stearns is gone. It may not be the only one. The Carlyle Group, which is a company in which American presidents, the Bushes, Jim Baker, foreign potentates,
Queen of England,
this thing has collapsed. And it's not bailed out. It's gone. So they're destroying themselves. You're certainly right that greed has caused them to be incompetent. And what it really is, it's like a bunch of sports freaks who want their team to do best. So each investment bank wanted to pay higher bonuses than its competitor. And it was all some sort of a crazy greed-driven incompetence. And it's come home. And I suspect, unless we get another Republican in there, that we will have the return of regulation to prevent this sort of insanity. They should never have repealed Glass-Steagall. So they are suffering themselves. Not only that, but the foreigners have had to take large stakes in many of the banks, and both commercial and investment banks. And so they are kind of losing control, and they are becoming now dependent on the attitude of the Saudis or whoever else is now sitting on their boards. And so it's costing them a loss of control as well.
But isn't that what the globalists always said they wanted, was to get control of the U.S. by shipping our manufacturing overseas, by driving down the dollar so they could buy up our infrastructure? A month ago, the CFR wrote that big report saying, yeah, let's get rid of the dollar and bring in the Amero. I'm sure you've seen that. I mean, or is that just pipe dreams? Is that like the psychological excuse for what they're doing of, oh, it's part of a plan, but really it's just greediness?
I think it's some kind of pipe dreams. We've talked about this before. I think most of our troubles are the unintended consequences of ignorance and incompetence and unregulated greed. I don't see how anybody gains from destroying the capability of the American economy, certainly not any kind of one world. They would want to use this as a platform, and it's inconsistent with the neocon ideology, which is American hedge enemy, American supremacy.
Well, I've talked to a lot of experts who say that, you know, they are trying to set up this world government, and that's in their own quotes. The head of the CFR openly calls for it, Richard Haass, but that these are the sons now of the old guys that really were smart and hardworking.
But Alex, the Bush administration's policymakers keep insisting that the United States is supreme, that it's that we don't have to pay attention to any international law, to the UN, to anything, and that we are above everything. So that's inconsistent with being taken over. I think, in fact, we are being taken over through failure. As I say, the United States is not a financially independent country any longer.
Well, I was agreeing with you. I'm saying we've got the spoiled brat kids of the old oligarchy that ran this country, and they're just... they're too busy with Jeff Gannon at the White House.
I don't know what to... I think they're in delusion. I think the neoconservatives who have controlled the Bush administration for 7 years are deluded people, and they think that there's power here that's not here. And so they are not aware of the impending collapse of American power. It's coming at us financially, economically. Look, how can you be a superpower if your imports exceed your industrial production?
Oh, I understand
you
that.
You cannot be a superpower. How can you be a superpower if you're dependent on China and Japan to finance your operations and your wars?
No, sir, I understand, and I appreciate your time. You're joining us for a full hour to talk about your book and a host of issues and get into some solutions of what you would do to try to turn this around next week. Dr. Roberts, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always a joy to talk to you.
Always enjoy having you on. All right, we'll be right back with Larry Pratt of Gunners of America. Second Amendment in peril.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89144. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a bi-weekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Never give up my Second Amendment. I'm never going to be your slave, you control freak scum. We're coming for you. Crank it up if you'll think I sit around. You're thinking like a fool because all it takes is you and I. We have to stop giving up our Second Amendment. Okay, I predicted that the Supreme Court would claim we were going to have a victory and strike down the D.C. gun ban, but they would say, oh, but we're allowed to have some restrictions. Now, that's nowhere in law, nowhere in the Bill of Rights. We read a bunch of Founding Father quotes. There's literally thousands of them, but we read dozens in the first hour. About how it's to defend against a corrupt government. It's to protect the people against crime. That if the government tries to take your guns, you need to overthrow them. That's the surest sign of tyranny. And so I see this as a great defeat because I read all 90-plus pages of the oral arguments last night almost crying because the supposed pro-gun justices would say, oh, well, I think we should have reasonable restrictions, but you can't, you know, you can't just outright ban it. And besides, wouldn't that be a federal matter? I mean, I've got these quotes here. Now, Gun Owners of America helped with the brief. They're not running the brief. It freaked me out, and I'm writing articles about this right now with Paul Watson to see even the people arguing on behalf of the Second Amendment saying, oh, well, we agree there can be some restrictions. No, 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 no. They are going to use this. And they're also going to use it to go out and say, oh, we've won. The Second Amendment's safe. You type gun control into Google, folks, or Gun Owners of America, where they're fighting them, or NRA. Hundreds of articles come up every day. We're being hit from every angle. Now I'm going to shut up and go to Larry Pratt, a very busy man, executive directors of Gun Owners of America. They're the only big pro-Second Amendment group in the country. They're the second largest. The NRA has millions of great members, but they are a Trojan horse. Gun Owners of America would never expose that. They wanted to be nice. Until last year, their board said, let's just go public with all their own documents. They've written articles showing their own quotes about how they are for gun control. They are the authors of gun control. So all NRA members must get out of the NRA now, and they must go support gun owners. They've tripled the size of the BATF. We are in the fight of our lives for the Second Amendment, and the media and the gun grabbers have gotten slick. They've, just like Bush, during the 2004 election, got up and said, I'm for the Second Amendment individual right to keep and bear arms. And the Justice Department said, well, he clarifies it prescribed by law and that law can curtail it. Well, that's what the Supreme Court's saying, but they've never had the Supreme Court say that. This will be the Supreme Court action. Now, we'll see if Larry Pratt disagrees with me, and I know he wants to be positive, but Larry, I spent 2 hours last night reading this, and I couldn't sleep last night, Larry.
Well, Alex, I think your characterization is quite spot on, and it made me all the happier when I was listening to that proceeding to know that we had our own brief before the court. By the way, people can find that at gunowners.org. It's right there on our homepage. We made the point that, well, in fact, we knew that there'd be a problem with trying to define away, slice away the true meaning of the Second Amendment. And it doesn't give us any reassurance at all to hear people celebrate, oh, the judges are going to determine that we do have an individual right to keep and bear arms. After all, that argument will be over. Well, actually, that may be true. That argument may be over. However, but the big word, this is not the end of the issue as far as they're concerned on the court, because they spent a fair amount of time, as you know, Alex, discussing whether we should have this or that or the other level of scrutiny. Now, level of scrutiny is lawyer talk for how far away from the Constitution can we make a ruling before we get run out of town on a rail. And they were arguing in the Bush brief, and I think there could possibly be support for agreeing with the Bush brief, because that's something that the conservatives on the court tend to do, big government conservatives, I guess we could say, well, let's use the lowest level of scrutiny, meaning let's get as far away from the Constitution as possible. And there was even discussion yesterday about the founders' idea of the level of scrutiny shall not be infringed. We didn't think that the judges may have been familiar with that word, so we went back to an 1828 dictionary, and we put the definition of infringe in our brief, just so they would, you know, have that handy.
It means don't touch it.
Yeah, keep your hands off. It's real plain. And we are concerned that there was discussion during the hearing about, well, does it actually mean then, Mr. Counsel for Heller and D.C. versus Heller, does it really mean shall not be unreasonably infringed? And he sort of agreed with that and then said, well, yeah, it wouldn't preclude banning machine guns. It wouldn't preclude licensing gun owners. Well, there's the ball game right there. They license gun owners in New York City. Try to get one.
Well, I mean, I've got one of the quotes here, and that's the problem. It's 90-something pages just reading the oral arguments and the justices' comments. But I've got multiple justices saying, I don't see a problem with banning all handguns. I don't see a problem. You know, yeah, you can have a right, but basically they're saying locked up at a gun club where you can go out with an instructor over you and shoot your gun once a week.
Sure, because if you're concerned about your own defense, well, then call 9/11. And, of course, as our friends at Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership entitled one of their books, Dial 9/11 and Die.
Well,
because by the time the cops get there, that's what's going to happen.
Larry, I'm going to put a call to action out here, and I'm so angry, I literally feel like taking my broadcast chair and throwing it through the broadcast window right now, because the Second Amendment is so clear, the Founding Fathers, the debates, the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, this is one of the few issues where there was universal agreement. It is an individual right, mainly against tyrannical government. They have no power to restrict. The areas where they have no gun laws, and there are places people think we'd have bedlam and death, there are places where there are no gun laws, state laws, like Vermont, like...
Alaska, like most of Montana.
Exactly, and those are the lowest crime rates, even in big urban centers in the country. And we have the facts, we know the truth, and we know the globalists want our guns. I want a call to action, and I'm telling everybody right now, we're going to write articles at Infowars.com. We're going to write articles at PrisonPlanet.com. Larry, we need you to come out now. And I know you are. Come out now. Put an article so we can get it out to everybody explaining this is a giant hoax. I have the New York Law Journal. I have Washington Post, AP, Reuters. I mean, you type this in, Supreme Court, Second Amendment, hundreds of articles all saying we've won.
Right.
And that is an enemy tactic they always use, and they do it more and more now to just say, you know, go back to sleep. And meanwhile, they've always been criminal. They've always been in the wrong. They've never had a Supreme Court ruling saying they can touch any of our guns. And then I'm reading even the Pro 5 justices. Talk about a Trojan horse. And there you go, Scalia, who believes in hunting, you know, and then he makes a statement about, well, you know, I think we need this for hunting. I mean, folks, they are coming after you. This is it. And they're now going to say, well, the Supreme Court said you've got a right, but we say what that right is. Larry, what do we do? We've got an emergency. I mean, you can't wait. You got to call everybody you know that's an NRA member. When we write these articles, I'm begging you, email them every day to everybody you know for 6 months straight. We've got to let people know that this is it. I mean, this is the biggest attack on the Second Amendment in our 233-year history.
Well, the first thing that we're going to be doing is putting out an email alert, probably go out tomorrow, giving people a wrap-up of what happened and the kind of analysis that you're talking about so that people realize that this is not the time to go to sleep, and we're going to we actually got an op-ed in USA Today, of all places, that our attorneys were able to write, and they made the arguments that should have been made by Mr. Heller's attorney before the court, that if any gun is protected by the Second Amendment, it's the M16 Army rifle machine gun. That's because it's the direct lineal descendant of what they were using at the time of the framing of the Constitution and of the Bill of Rights. And so we took that head on and pointed out that do not and shall not be infringed means no.
And let me just say this. We have a lot of listeners that got a lot of money. Don't send me money. Don't give me money. If you want to give it to Larry, that's fine, but tell him what you want it for. We need people to take simple articles that have 4 to 5 Founding Father quotes and say the Supreme Court is running a giant con job. They are about to rule that you have a right, but that they can restrict it. That is a fraud. If they do that, it'll be just like New York City 50 years ago where they say you have a right, but we can restrict it. And then they just don't issue the permits.
Exactly right. That's exactly what licensing is all about.
I'm telling you, listeners that have money, and I know we got them, and I'm too busy to even call you up, okay? And you know who you are out there. I'm going to try to put something together. Larry, if people were to call you and say, I want to give you $100,000 for full-page ads, you know, in, say, the Washington Times, Washington Post, you know, so we can email and fax 10,000 copies to the Supreme Court so they're knee-deep. I mean, I think that's the type of aggressive stuff. We got to get in the streets. We got to put a call out to the NRA members. to realize they're being Judas goaded. I mean, this is the Alamo. They are coming over the walls. This is it.
This is an amazing day that we had before us yesterday, and I think it's very concerning. I don't think you're exaggerating this one bit. We are in trouble.
Oh my God! And but they're slicker than they were in the 90s and 80s, Larry.
Very slick. It's right out of George Orwell's 1984 novel, where freedom is slavery and war is peace, all those kinds of inversions of the plain meanings of words. And in this case, yeah, it's an individual right, but.
Well, it's like the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Then it goes into press, assembly, a petition.
And now what they've done with the First Amendment is stick, in effect, the word unreasonably. Congress shall pass no unreasonable law regarding.
And so they control what you can establish. They control what you can say. You didn't know this, America? They run it all. The courts have been ruling there's no Fourth Amendment for spying. I mean, it's all happening. I just can't believe it.
Well, it's an opportunity that we have to educate people, because I think it's the issue was made very clear yesterday. And when the good guys were making arguments, in effect throwing in the towel and saying there's no principled constitutional basis for opposing gun control, then I think you realize we have come to a very
dangerous point. Look, something this big. Look, I knew this was rigged from the beginning, Larry. And I know you want to look fair and reserve judgment, but the Supreme Court has refused all the real cases that were brought to it. They accepted this because it's rigged, and that's what the ACLU and others have done with other cases. Is they're there to create bad case law, and the same thing here. And I'll call a spade a spade. You read what the main brief that they accepted. And you read them saying, we agree you're allowed to restrict guns, ban guns, control guns. We're for gun control. The Second Amendment means gun control. That's the good guys. And then the Supreme Court goes, you're right. Oh, we're going to rule you have a Second Amendment, a right for us to take your guns. This is it, folks. It's going to happen. And the NRA is going to tell all their members it's a victory. And Judas goat all of you.
I think people would like looking at our brief, because one of the things that we point out in there, And it kind of got right up in their face. It said, look, the founders' generation, after suffering a long train of abuses, that's a quote from, of course, the Declaration, and having heard their petitions go unanswered by the Crown, were forced to resort to arms in order to shoot back. So, too, this generation is watching what you will do on this court.
Absolutely. And they know how to move incrementally, so we never physically resist them. Larry, I'm here frothing and ranting and raving. Do we have any prayer in hell? Bush has signed more gun control legislation. Do we have any prayer? I mean, I think we should try. We don't, duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. We need to
Absolutely. Go
get your brief. And I want every listener in Virginia, Maryland, surrounding areas, Connecticut, New Hampshire, I want you to drive to D.C., and I want you to hand deliver to them. I want you to send registered mail the brief. I want to make sure that, and Founding Father quotes, I think we should all mail hundreds of copies of Founding Father quotes and then send dozens of copies apiece registered mail. What do you say, sir?
I think that could conceivably have some impact. The clerks will certainly know that mail is coming in. There's no official way to affect what the court thinks. And they're
criminals.
Pretty immune, but I think that needs to be done. They need to realize that they're sitting on a powder keg, and if they go ahead and do something slick like this and basically give with one hand and take away with the other, they might just be injecting something into this election campaign and more even into the very society that we're living in right now, where people are just going to have had it.
You're absolutely right. Folks, we have to come up with a battle plan. We have to institute it. We cannot wait for orders from headquarters. Larry, we need to get ads in the D.C. papers. And I like your brief, because you don't kiss their hind end. You say, look, we know you're an enemy, but just go ahead and run your flag up and let us know you're traitors. I mean, we ought to just have a look. We need to let them know we're going to move for their impeachment. And I mean, we're going to
understand their double talk. We're not going to be lulled and go back to sleep. So if they do something slick like most of those lawyers were urging, we're not going to buy it.
Well, you know what's going to happen. The lawyers for the Second Amendment are Judas goats. There is no doubt about it. And, oh, my God, it's all over. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, they were, the best I can tell you is that they were embarrassed, ashamed as a lawyer to make an argument that the Second Amendment means what it means, and it's there ultimately to protect individuals against the government. And if the individuals have to organize as the militia, that's what our founding fathers did.
Well, well, look, America is worth it. Our history, our heritage, our defense, our families. I demand that everybody go to Infowars.com, and I demand you link through to the New York Law Journal story to the Supreme Court, and I demand you read the oral arguments. Because they say, the sniveling lawyers for the Second Amendment say, oh, we agree you can restrict guns.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, stay there. I want to actually try to go through some of these quotes when we get back and talk about your brief and talk about how people support. This is it. I mean, the Supreme Court is going to rule they can take your guns, but so you don't freak out, they're going to tell you you won. It's a corporate technique called the Delphi technique.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You may still have time, you might still get
You already know it's going to happen, New World Order. You can see the rebellion everywhere against you. This isn't Tibet. One way or the other, we're going to go crazy on you. This is America, and you may have overwhelmed us with third world's people that don't understand liberty. You may have debased our currency. You may have sold all our industry out. But you're not getting our guns, you scumbags. And we're going to wake up our brethren. We're going to wake up people that have been fooled by your fake conservatism, your Judas goats. We're going to go crazy on you. Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, the only real national gun defense group we've got against the gun controllers, the victim disarmament people. He stands on the front line, 300 against a sea of wicked bureaucrats that want to suck you and your family dry, CPS your children, put your children in prison. Just a total scumbag criminal government. There's no doubt about that. Larry, before I finish up with you in this segment and the next, give people the toll-free number, give them the website, beg them to join. Again, for years the mainstream media says we've won, the Second Amendment's fine, while they launch their attack. It's like the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, the ceasefire, the holiday. You bought it. They're literally bayoneting the guy next to you in the trench, and you're still giggling and snickering and telling me how George Bush is good, like I had some moron last year at McBride's here in Austin confront me and tell me Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban. You're ignorant. You better start loving the Second Amendment more than you love your fake Republicans with their gay porn stars every night at the White House. I'm sorry, Larry Pratt, but I can't handle it anymore.
The president went on record very clearly more than once. If you put a renewal of the Clinton gun ban on my desk, I'll sign it. And you can just see for yourself, we have a link to his brief, the Solicitor General's brief that he submitted for the Bush administration. And when you read that, you'll see George Bush doesn't have any problem with just about any level of gun control whatsoever. That's the fact.
Well, he's done everything he can to triple the BATF, line everything up for Hillary or Obama to come in, or McCain, who's for gun control.
He's appointed to be the permanent director, the acting director right now, is a guy who's presided over a jihad against gun owners, against gun stores, against manufacturers, and there's some actions that are speaking a whole lot louder than even his words. Not that his words leave much doubt anymore. There was black and white.
Well, you know, you watch the BATF and the locals. They love SWAT team and gun shops when they fill out a serial number wrong. They love attacking old ladies, you know, old men taking their guns. I'm just sick of it, Larry. I'm so sick of them, and I'm just sick of it.
Well, we've gotten at least one little breakthrough. Amazingly enough, CNN's Lou Dobbs had a couple of segments the last week on a completely trumped-up conviction of a man, an Army veteran. He was in the reserves at the time he was indicted, whose gun had malfunctioned, and for that they convict him of having traded a machine gun.
Okay, we'll be back. Stay there, Larry, five more minutes. I want to give out the phone number, give out the website, some coordinates. This is your mission if you choose to accept it, listeners. They are destroying the Second Amendment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Larry's got to jump, do more interviews, fighting the globalist. But I'm not kidding. I don't want to touch your money. You call up, call newspapers, get your own brief published, founding father quotes. Everybody mail in articles, mail in mass, the Gunners of America brief that's on their website, right there on the main page. Send it registered mail, email it, call the Supreme Court, get their number, call the White House. Don't beg them. Say, we know you're criminal traitors. We know you want our guns. You're not fooling us. But if you want Larry Pratt to tailor it, I just talked to him during the break, if you give them a donation, 100% of it will go to place the ads. Now, a $10,000 will be a little quarter page in the back of the paper. A $20,000 will be a medium size in the back of the paper. A $50,000 will be a half page in the back of the paper. A $100,000, you can get that front, you know, in the first section of the Washington Times. Something. We got to fight back. Larry, I want to have you back up next week as this develops, but give out the phone number, give out the website. If people won't join you for $20 a year, they're just pure idiots.
Fighting, when the time for fighting comes, if $20 is too big a stretch right now. We're at gunowners.org on the web. People can join there. They can get on our email alert subscription as well. If they want to call the office, why don't I just give out the main number? It's 703-321-8585. That's 703-321-8585.
And folks, don't give up. We can beat these criminals. If we get the word out that this is give with one hand, take away with the other trick, we can stop them. Again, gunowners.org. Give that number again.
703-321-8585.
All right, and if they call the 888-886-GUNS, where does that go?
That will be a recording. We'll get back to them as soon as we pick up the messages.
All right. You've got hundreds of thousands of members, second biggest group in the country, the only real pro-gun group we have. Larry Pratt, we salute you. And I knew if you'd read the Supreme Court statements yesterday, you'd basically have the same view, and that's why we had you on. And, of course, your accurate analysis concurs with mine. There you go, Larry Pratt. We're under attack. Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Same analysis. I'm telling you, high treason. And there's all these slack-jawed Republicans. They're all over talk radio right now. Their job to neutralize you. Their job to make sure you stay on the sidelines. Their job to make sure you don't find out the truth. Their job to make sure you don't defend this republic in its darkest days. We are entering into a hellish vortex. They're geared up for martial law. They're geared up for gun confiscation. They've tripled the size of the BATF. They're hiring all these preachers for martial law, telling them to tell their flocks to submit to it. All of this is going on right now, so they have to rule that they can restrict guns under law. You see, the Bill of Rights is the law. No restrictions, you can't. But then they come in and say, oh, we can have some gun. You know, we can ban handguns, and you're allowed to maybe have a bolt-action rifle. That's what they're saying in the briefing. They're coming for your guns. And to make sure, see, they've learned that it's all about the surface. It's like giving somebody a cyanide pill that says Tylenol on it. You know, the outside of this pill says Tylenol, but it's cyanide inside. Okay? It's camouflage. It's got a cloaking device. You read all the news articles, hey, big win for gun owners. Go to sleep, everything's fine. You actually read the brief. It is the most devastating attack on the Second Amendment I've ever seen, and we just saw the biggest one a month ago, where the Victim Disarmament Act, the Veterans Disarmament Act, anybody with any type of psychological designation from the military, cops, anybody, you're losing your Second Amendment. You see, it's just pounding us. Bam, bam. Point blank range like a heavyweight boxer. Those aren't kisses on your cheek. You're being just attacked savagely. Defend yourself. At least get your arms up in front of your face. Come on. This is it. Masses of news straight ahead. Information blitz. I'm fired up. Stay with me. Ron Paul backers succeed in guerrilla takeover of some GOP caucuses when we get back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to read a little bit of this New York Law Journal spin story. Individual right to keep and bear arms wins favor in court argument. Total lie. That's like a guy walks up to your front porch and you walk out with your gun and he's got a gun on his side. He says, don't worry, I'm a friend. As soon as you turn your back, he pulls it out and shoots you in the back. That's all this is, because we have the brief. And let's say you're afraid of guns and you were brought up to be timid. Learn to be a warrior if you're a man or a woman. Learn to take control of your life. Learn to stop being afraid. You go, well, I'm not afraid. I don't own a gun. Oh, you're afraid. You don't own guns because you are afraid. You need to take charge. Take hold of the power. You're only alive one time. You have a responsibility to protect your neighbors, your friends, your family, your children. A nation of disarmed chicken necks breeds tyranny and crime. I'm not going to blow up. I got too much news to cover. I got economic news. I've got war news. This is the fifth anniversary today of the bombardment. The shock and awe began today. The anniversary of the ground invasion is next Monday. 5 years. It'll just go on and on forever. It doesn't matter. It's all lies. But I have to cover this now. I have to cover this now. I have a lot of friends that are involved in the Ron Paul campaign here in Austin. I know a lot of you around the country who are involved in the Ron Paul campaign. He announced basically on this show. He's been on here every month in the last 15 months since he announced. I've been interviewing Ron Paul for more than a decade. It's actually 12 years. I've been interviewing him since 1996. I love Ron Paul, and I didn't attack him after, you know, he started losing, as other people did. I said, hey, we've had a victory. We woke people up. We've grown the movement. People know about the Federal Reserve. They know about the private nature of it. They know about the currency inflation tax. They know about the war being a fraud. They know about stage Gulf of Tonkin. They know about the North American Union. And I said, we've got to now organize. We've got to pick issues. We've got to get our local groups with local activism, but also then have a national push for what we're fighting against, like the reauthorization of NAFTA coming up or the socialized health care. I mean, these are the type issues, and Ron Paul on air agreed with me last week, and he agreed privately, and that's basically the lines they're going along with, and I'm glad they are. It's just common sense. I mean, it's my advice, but it's inherent. It's just when they already know the truth and just hear it from other people, that's called counsel. But I don't want you to waste your time. And I'm not saying you're wasting your time. I just don't want you to get your expectations up and then have what we've got left of the Ron Paul Revolution, which is about half of what it was, to totally fall away. If we give them goals now, explain the victory to a lot of these new novice people that got involved, they won't just go away. Instead, most of the energy is in continuing to campaign for Ron Paul and trying to take the other candidates' delegates. Well, years ago, I looked at broker conventions, and I refreshed my memory in the last 6 months. We started hearing about them, and I went and looked up the cases. And if you have a candidate who's got maybe 1 point behind the other, 2 points behind, and then the supporters of that candidate try to go into the delegate process and become delegates and supplant the person who got more popular votes, with even 1% or 2%, it's political suicide. And the media, and pretty much rightfully so, says, look at you stealing elections. Look at you violating the popular vote's will. And that's always an argument for getting rid of the Electoral College, which I'm actually for, because it gives states rights and power. But then the enemy uses that against us when you misuse it. Now, you got Ron Paul with 60-something delegates. And you got McCain with more than 1,000 and growing. And my fears are coming true. The Ron Paul people are going out and are getting the majority of delegates all over the country. And the media is going to destroy us when they try to make, can you imagine when the news says, look at the Ron Paul people. They went and took all the delegates for people that voted for John McCain, Mitt Romney, and others. And Huckleberry, and they are with a guy that got 6% on the national vote. They're trying to supplant John McCain. Besides, the Republican machinery is just going to block all of that before it ever even gets to the national level. So I'll have to watch a strategic disaster again, because you know me, I don't know anything. You know, Alex Jones just fell off a turnip truck yesterday. And then people who are in this say, well, don't worry, we're just going to make sure our values are heard at the convention. The Republican platform is pretty good, actually. Get rid of the Federal Reserve, stuff like that. They don't follow it. They don't care. They go give speeches and go back to their gay porn stars, the Republican leadership does. They, you know, they're not, and the Democrats go back to their female porn stars. I mean, that's what they do. They're just going to be up there landing in their jets and giving speeches at the convention. And you can run around with Ron Paul stickers all day, and I think you should go and should have a presence, but My whole issue is that I shouldn't even talk about it. You're going to do what you're going to do. It's fine. You just and I ought to just keep my mouth shut about it. Because in weird, sick, twisted ways, people won't even respect me when they're proven wrong and I'm proven right. They'll be mad at me and claim somehow I stopped it from happening. Oh, God, don't you ever listen to anything. I told you what the Supreme Court was going to do. It wasn't hard. I know how this works. I spent hours studying it. I'm already blown my time, and I had all this other stuff because I got a bunch of the news and fine, good. Go steal all the delegates, and good, do it. It's good. In fact, let me just go back on what I said. As long as you feel good, and as long as it keeps the liberty movement together, fine, do that. Fine. Don't form into cadres to go demand that businesses not hire illegal aliens. You know, they make citizens show all their ID and make sure we're got Social Security and paying taxes and all the rest of them to have a job. Don't do something about that. Don't break into cadres and fight NAFTA as a re-expansion. Don't go out and fight against the war. Don't go out and fight against socialist health care. Don't go out and try to run Ron Paul candidates everywhere. That's what we should be doing now and even getting ready for the next election. Don't go out and fight election fraud. We're talking about a force of millions of people. Ron Paul needs to start directing them now. Needs to start organizing them now. I told him that. He says he knows. He's got to get on it now before the energy he built that we built for him dissipates. And it's dissipating like grains of sand out of an hourglass every second. This is life and death. They're building FEMA camps. Meanwhile, you're going to try to run up and take a bunch of delegates. Of course there's election fraud. Of course they cheated Ron Paul. Of course they ran scams on him. That doesn't mean, though, that we can then go in and take other people's delegates. Because they won't report on clear fraud against Paul. They'll report on that, baby. And here it is. They've taken the bait. Ron Paul backers succeed in guerrilla takeover of some GOP caucuses. The first hints were the phone calls. Never before had St. Charles County Republican Party Chairman Joe Bennett received so many queries about where the year's party caucuses had to be held. And Bennett didn't recognize most of the callers. On Saturday, Bennett learned why. Dozens of avid supporters of Ron Paul, a Texas congressman, who was running for Renegade Quest for the presidential nomination, staged a political guerrilla attack at the caucus at St. Peter's City Hall, as well as others across the state. Party regulars like Bennett were overwhelmed. And you'd have cases like, this is all over the country, by the way, landslide victory for Ron Paul in Missouri. That's the headline from RonPaulPresident2008.com. Today in St. Charles County, Missouri, the largest Republican county caucuses in the state, 111 of the possible 337 delegates were elected for Ron Paul. The state Charles caucus was a landslide turnout for Ron Paul. The Republican platform was amended to oppose the Patriot Act. Now, see, that's good. And I want to be clear. I totally support these groups in that, and some of them are doing that. They're amending it. They're changing it. They're taking over the delegate spots. They're taking over party chairmanships. That's good. I'm over taking the party over. I want to make that clear. But the camp that really thinks you're going to go all the way to the convention, and then this is going to, because most of the people I talk to, it's the 60% or so, I would guesstimate, dead reckoning, you know, it's just an estimation. They think it's the making president. That's political seppuku. Harry Carey. Suicide. You can't do that. Now, you can go take over the delegate spots and make them amend and change the and take over the process. So I do support that. I want to be clear. But Ron Paul, you know, instructed Ted Anderson. And he talked directly to him because he was a delegate. And they instructed him. They said no. Because some of the group in Minnesota was saying, we're going to go vote for Ron Paul. And he said, nope. Those of you that are delegates for my number of, you know, 16% in Minnesota, vote for me. But if it's the others for McCain, you have to vote for him. And Ted Anderson, I mean, that's Ron Paul is saying do that. You talk about him being the leader. I agree with, by the way, what he's saying, so I do go with the leader. And, I mean, Ron Paul, remember, he's a smart guy. Remember, he's a good guy. Remember, see, I'm with Ron Paul on this. keep the campaign going as educational. Go to the national convention. Educate everybody. Take over delegate spots. But when you get to the state and federal level, remember that if there is a revolt on the floor, maybe you want the attention, but I don't think it's the kind of attention we want. That's my point. I don't know. Someday next week or something, we'll for an hour open the phones up and debate it. All right, I got a bunch of other news I'm going to hit when we get back. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Welcome back. We're going to play a clip of Congressman Peter DeFazio. A few weeks ago, after months of trying to get the secret martial law plans from the government, being unable to do it. Also, I'm going to play a clip of Jim Rogers, one of the top brokerage experts in the world talking about how the government's destroying the dollar by design. That's coming up. I know I haven't taken calls today because the Second Amendment is in such red-level implosion right now, and the trickery is so amazing that I had to spend time on this. We're going to play that clip here in just a moment. First off, Freedom Law School's 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference is coming to Irvine, California, March 28th and 31st. Now it's approaching, and a lot of times this thing sells out. In fact, I haven't even checked, but I'm told a few weeks ago they were getting pretty booked. LiveFreeNow.org. They're going to have all these great speakers on taxes, the New World Order, 9/11, William Rodriguez, Jason Burmes, G. Edward Griffin, Tommy Crier, Joe Banister, Larry Beecraft, and many, many more. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call and get your tickets for the three-day event are 760-868-4271, 760-868-4271, or LiveFreeNow.org, the Freedom Law School 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. Also, with all the crazy things going on in the world, I really don't think I have to even tell you why you need to get a year or two of storable foods. They're very inexpensive. It's a fraction compared to buying this much food at the grocery store. It's freeze-dried, so it stores very heavy cans and very compact in very small areas. I mean, a year's supply for one person fills like half a closet. Two people fills a closet. You put four or five people's in a big walk-in closet. And the stuff lasts more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years if it's not. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. They're the best folks out there, wonderful people, the J. Michael Stevens Group. The website's eFoodsDirect.com, giant links, the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. 1-800-409-5633. Okay, here is the congressman talking about how the government won't let us know about the secret continuity. Congress isn't even allowed to know, but see, Congress is really above the executive if you truly study the founding fathers and our system. The point is, if you read the declassified version of PDD 51, Bush says he's a dictator. So we already know what it says. Here it is.
Gentlemen, he was back the balance of his time. For what purpose does the gentleman from Oregon rise? Without objection.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan that provides for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate and doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us. Trust us, the people who brought us Katrina, to be competent in face of a disaster. Trust us, the people who brought us warrantless wiretapping and other excesses eroding our civil liberties. Trust us. Maybe the plan just really doesn't exist, and that's why they won't show it to us. I don't know. Or maybe there's something there that's outrageous. The American people need their elected representatives to review this plan for the continuity of government.
The gentleman's time has expired. For what purpose does the gentleman from Texas rise?
Request permission to address the House for 1 minute.
Without objection.
And, of course, that's from YouTube. They took it and they stuck the martial law newscast.
Where did your work at the NSC? Were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman.
I believe the question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area. So may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I believe I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage.
we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for executive session.
All right. Now, that was back in the 80s. Congress was allowed to see it. We already know it's in PDD 51. I've talked to special forces, city managers, and police chiefs that have been shown it. It's taking your children. It's breaking your families up. It's taking your guns. It's work camps. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
So much cool stuff that comes from right here in Austin, like ZZ Top and LaGrange down the road. Yeah, they live out. A couple of them got houses out in Fredericksburg. Just great stuff, isn't it? All right, let's get back into serious issues right now. Rogers, Fed has given up on the dollar. Now I want to be clear. This guy's buddies with George Soros. He's always been trying to kill the dollar. He's a New World Order snake. But what he's saying is true. The government goes around and badmouths the dollar internationally and then comes back and tells you, everything's fine, hold the bag, suckers. Because in a Ponzi scheme, somebody's got to be the sucker, and we're the suckers. Well, the suckering ends here, ladies and gentlemen. I've had enough of it. I'm just straight up on all of it, and we're going to expose all their tricks. Including the people in the Patriot movement, all the little dog droppings, you know, some of the leadership. I don't care the whole thing. I'm just telling it all like it is. This country, this world's going to hell in a handbasket. We got to turn it around. There's a lot of good people in this world. We can do it together. But here he is on Bloomberg. This is international, though. This isn't seen here domestically as we critique this piece. Here it is.
Well, I mean, I find it outrageous that the Federal Reserve is just throwing the dollar out the window. I happen to be an American citizen, and they are signaling to the whole world that they're going to get, they have given up on the dollar. They've been signaling for months. Anybody listening or watching this show should get out of his dollar because the Fed has given up.
Do you really think so? We've had comments that they're still in favor of a strong dollar policy.
Please. Do we even bother reporting that anymore? Poor Hank Paulson, who had a reasonable education and a reasonable good career, head of Goldman Sachs. Now he goes around the world making a fool out of himself. Goes around saying we want a strong dollar. The next day he goes to China and says we want a weak dollar. Then he goes to Japan and says we want a weak dollar. I mean, you have to feel sorry for the guy. At least I do.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, you know, where do we go from here? I mean, we've seen the run-up in commodities. Is this a, you know, is this a haven to be in now? Is that the only place you can be safe?
Well, throughout history, the place to be when a currency's been under duress and being debased is to be in real assets. That happens to be commodities or other sound currency. And the other sound currencies these days are the Swiss franc and the Japanese yen, but and the renminbi, of course. But the best place to be is in real assets. Always has been. Nothing new about it.
I mean, would you go metals or would you look at the likes of, you know, coffee, cocoa, sugar, that sort of stuff?
Well, agriculture is still the cheapest, if you ask me, but... Well, that's where I've been. I've been buying agriculture in the past little while. That's still the cheapest. But I own gold. I own oil. I own all this stuff. I'm not selling any of it.
How high can it go? Is it just principally, correlated to the fall of the dollar?
Well, if they're going to do with the dollar what it looks like they're going to do the dollar, who knows how high they'll go. Oil is just now making new all-time highs when you adjust for inflation. Gold's all-time high adjusted for inflation should be over $2,000 an ounce. They are really giving up on the dollar. They are driving the dollar down. They are printing money as fast as they can. I mean, look, the Federal Reserve has just in the last week done about, what, $230 billion taking on loans, house loans, mortgages out of the system. This man Bernanke was never elected by anybody. I don't know where he gets the audacity to spend $230 billion of our money to bail out a few friends on Wall Street. This is totally outrageous. He's next going to be in his helicopter going around the world collecting rent payments from people. I mean, who gave him the authority to do that, to destroy the dollar, to destroy our currency, to essentially destroy the American economy? And nobody ever voted for the man. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Jim, what about
you? And here he goes and gives more of our money to Bear Stearns so these guys can continue to drive around in their Maseratis. You know, the reason they did it this way was because if Bear Stearns had to declare bankruptcy, you'd realize that Bear Stearns paid out billions of dollars in bonuses in January, 6 weeks ago. If he'd put them into, if they'd let them go into bankruptcy, they all would have had to send back their bonuses. This is what they're doing. They're doing this so that they don't have to give back their bonuses. That's why they didn't put it in the bankruptcy. And Jamie Dimon's got a great deal because the Federal Reserve is paying for it. The Federal Reserve is using taxpayer money to buy a bunch of Bear Stearns traders' Maserati.
Jim, but what would you expect them to do here? I mean, really, what can the Fed do when we've got basically, well, a financial system in the U.S. right on the edge, if not going over?
Wait a minute. Investment banks have been going bankrupt since the beginning of time. What are you talking about? Let somebody go bankrupt. It's not the end of the world. You remember what happened in the 70s when they tried this tactic, when Arthur Burns kept printing money, saving people.
But no, finally, they can't allow that. They can't allow that. They've got to butcher the dollar so they can come in with the foreign money and buy us up even cheaper. And then he goes on to say he's waiting for the next rally to dump his final dollars. But that guy's not a good guy either. He's in with wanting to loot the nation as well. He's one of the top expert investors in the world, by the way, Jim Rogers, from the total New World Order command base of Singapore. And he's been running around with Soros bad-mouthing the dollar, but he's got Bush and Greenspan doing it too. And absolutely, you watch gold, you watch oil, you watch every other commodity. It races up, and then it loses generally about 40% of what it gained in the last 2 weeks, and then it races up to an all-time high. So they've been doing a lot of shorts on it, playing a lot of games. There was record shorts put on gold last week for this week. So they came in and hammered it, drove it down, sold a bunch of gold stocks, future stocks to try to drive it down. It's done. And they admit that, by the way. That's public. And then the next 2 weeks, I would imagine, and this is a guesstimation, but I've been right pretty much every time. Not even pretty much. Lately, I've been right 100%. I bet within 2 weeks it'll be 1,045, and then it'll wait and hang out there, and then I bet it races up to 1,100, and then it's that psychological barrier on, up, and up, and up, and that's what the big brokerage houses are saying as well. CCTV in classes, spies on teachers, says Union. I'm going to cover that in the final segment. Also, McCain says it's common knowledge that Iran is training al-Qaeda, and then Lieberman had to walk up behind him and shake him and say, that's not right, and then McCain said, I'm mistaken, sorry. Well, the average public thinks they do. Iran is the opposite. They're arch enemies with the Sunnis. They're Shiites. So we'll hit on that in the final segment as well. Right now, though, I always love having him up. We got 10 minutes with him right now. Once a month, he joins us. Hey, I got 14 employees. How do I finance the websites, the bandwidth? I spend $15,000 a month now on bandwidth, all of it. How do I do all this? I do it because of sponsors, but I don't go out and get magic machines or magic creams or things that'll cure your cancer and such baloney. I get you the highest quality organic soap for since 1947. That's, I guess that's 61 years almost. By a family company that is 85% off supermarket prices, and I sleep real good at night. That's the type of sponsors I have, and that's the type of stuff I pitch and what I sell. And you bet I want to scare you. I'm scared of regular detergent soap. Regular detergent and the things, the oil company chemicals that are in an average bottle of shampoo. And that's why you go to my house. It's all organic. That's why you see Cal Ben at my office in my home. And I'd say 60% of what I got is Cal Ben. My wife buys a lot of other stuff she likes at Whole Foods. By the way, it usually costs 2-3 times what the junk at the supermarket costs. You get high quality, pure, simple, organic soaps, dish soaps, hair soaps, everything from Marty at 85% off the supermarket. Usually you pay more for organic. He does that because of almost no advertising. This is the first time he ever did it was this network. Because Trudeau, one of the sales guys, was a fan of the soap, like a Republican environmentalist, whatever you want to call that. He ran off and got him, and I'm glad he's here. And Marty, thank you for your support of the network, what, for 5 years and this show for two?
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your endorsement. You've turned our company around. For a product that's 1,000 years old. Soap was around when our country was founded. Our founding fathers used soap, real soap, not detergents, to clean up this country and make it great.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Marty, we appreciate your sponsorship because not only do we get to tell people about a super high-quality organic line of soaps that's one of the oldest. I've never asked you this. Are you one of the oldest or the oldest at 61 years?
At this stage of the game, I've seen so many companies fold. We are getting to be virtually the oldest, as far as I know. No one.
You know, that's a good.
No one is selling soap anymore.
You know, that's a good angle. You really ought to do research. I'm sure you are. And then, I mean, because you deserve it. You're the oldest. You're the best. And you're 85% off. I mean, this is great. And let me tell you what I do with the advertising that he does with us. I hire a web guy for a whole other website and news to warn people. So, again, you don't just save 85% off. You don't just stop giving money to the oil companies. You don't just save money. You also support what we're doing here. Marty, tell them about the line. Tell them about the soaps. Tell them why they need it.
Well, we only make 4 basic soaps. Bath soap, which is our pure bath soap. Hair soap, which is our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo. Liquid dish soap. that will wash the floors, the pots, the pans, the windows, virtually anything, and a laundry soap, a real soap powder that you use by the teaspoonful to do a full load of laundry. Nothing like it in the country. We're sort of all alone now because there's no one else around. But we really appreciate talking to you listeners and try to turn you around from all the products that have brainwashed you and hypnotized you. I just want to deprogram you to something that's twice good.
Well, to be clear, the globalists are monopoly men, and there were thousands of soap companies, different varieties, local factories making it, local mom and pops, little side corner places. And they came in the 40s, 50s, 60s, bought up everything, stopped making soap, and started making everything out of petrochemicals because the oil companies basically own the big three. Then they spend tens of billions a year in advertising, which they pass on to you, and they sell you toxic junk. Example, the bar soap, they've got Cleans You, Smells Great, it's wonderful. I would always, every few months, forget and leave it between my legs, under my arms with Zest. It would start burning. I'd be in the office bathroom with my shirt off, splashing water under my arms or between my legs. We've all done it. Hey, I leave soap on myself for Marty. It just feels good because it's not toxic waste, is it, Marty?
Well, we originally made this soap for hospitals, for home care professionals. We've done that for 55 years until Genesis Communication Network woke us up and said, hey, we got thousands of families that would want to use real soap. And that's when I got acquainted with you and your company, and you've turned our company around directly to the consumer to give them a good deal, keep them happy, keep them clean, keep their skins from itching and burning, keep their eyes from burning, keep their hair wonderful, their laundry fresh looking, flexible, and clean, naturally clean, not from the chemicals, but from the real soap that doesn't strip the fabrics, but dissolves the soil and dirt naturally.
Well, you can't beat it. It's a 61-year-old American company your dad started. You, now your son, his son involved, incredible four generations. You save 85% off. You hurt the globalist. And a paltry amount goes to support this radio show. You cannot beat this. Now, specifically, tell them what's in your soap versus the petrochemical stuff they call soap.
We use natural coconut oils and vegetable oils of the highest grade blended in to make our products. We do not use petrochemicals or alkalis or sodium chlorides, which people think is a magic cleaning ingredient. It's on all the labels. It contains sodium chloride. Well, that's table salt. As a filler, as a weight enhancer, as does nothing. Nothing. And it's cheap. It's a penny a pound. And this is what the chemical companies use to convince you by virtual advertisement, by high-pressure commercials, by TV, by billboards, by newspapers, by magazines, to get this junk. I mean, this is something that you could live without from now on in, and I'm here to help you, to solve your cleaning problems, to make you feel better, look better, and be alert and fresh.
Well,
I can do it, and I will do it. I promise you.
Well, people get habitualized. You go to the grocery store, it's easy to buy the Cascade that costs $12 for a little box, and it's easy to grab the shampoo that makes your kid have asthma for $10. Why don't you save 85% off, make the phone call. You can get a month's supply, year supply. You can get a little sample tote bag to sample everything they've got, or get a free catalog. Marty, give them the phone number.
800-340-7091 or 1-800-340-7091. Or look us up on the web, 5starsoap.com. That's 5 the number or 5 the letter. Makes no difference. 5starsoap.com. The whole story will be laid out to you of our four basic products that will do 200 jobs. You eliminate the wall wipe and the sweater wash and the floor cleaners and the window cleaners and the pre-soaks and the sweater washes and all these chemicals and duplications and junk. Junk science is what they're selling.
Well, it's real simple.
Soap.
I remember growing up, and anytime my mom would buy Tide, me and my dad would both break out in rashes. And then she learned to try to, find the chemical soap that wouldn't do it because it wasn't available then. I mean, when I was a kid, hard to believe, 25, 30 years ago now, I've gotten that old. But back then, all there was the chemicals. They were totally dominant. And then we've learned that the few times we've been out of your soap or hadn't gone to Whole Foods because we live far away from it, my wife will get one of those things, and suddenly my son breaks out, you know, gets rash all over him. If she washes the sheets with it, it does it. I mean, this stuff is bad news, period. Go read what's on there. Figure it out for yourself. Marty, give them that number again.
800-340-7091.
1-800-340-7091, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com. Marty, it's always wonderful having you on with us. Give us a limerick.
This is a very old one. An accident really uncanny occurred to my elderly granny. She sat down in a chair while her false teeth lie there and bit herself right in the fanny.
5starsoap.com, 1-800-340-7091. At least get the sample tote bag. I mean, we're not hyping this. I remember Trudeau was like, you got to try this. You got to try this when he was a sales manager. I'm like, yeah, yeah, right. Because back then I didn't even seek out advertising. I wouldn't take it because I had me and one other employee. So you start getting a lot of employees, you learn to go out and do this. And it's good, though, because we get more info out. We do a better show. And I finally tried it, and my wife wanted more. And I only bring in the best products, ladies and gentlemen. If you hear me endorsing something, I really believe in it. Other stuff on the network, I'm just not knocking it. Just I don't certify it. Not that what I say means anything, but word of the wise is sufficient. 1-800-340-7091. Marty, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You're a sweetheart. We'll talk to you. We'll be right back with a bunch of news. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell. But I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star.
All right, final segment, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or any of the other guests that we had on today, like Larry Pratt, the retransmission on the internet and on a lot of AM and FM stations starts right when the show ends. So when the show ends, we just come right back. You just need to find that internet stream at Infowars.com. We even have a window stream there for you now, and we have a pretty good sound quality there, better than a lot of the streams you're going to find out there. In fact, the best, and a free podcast at Infowars.com. And please keep spreading the word about that podcast and letting us know how it sounds and how it's going out to you. Okay, CCTV cameras in class, spies on teachers, say union. London Telegraph, schools are becoming Orwellian societies where CCTV cameras in classrooms monitor people behavior and staff performance, teachers will warn today. And they went on to complain that every word they say, everything they do, they're allowed no leeway. They must follow the government curriculum, which is to brainwash them, dumb them down, and teach them how to not be able to think. And we have official documents on that. So it's just an interesting article out of London Telegraph, because it's the same thing happening here in the U.S., same thing all across the Western world, the same system where the teachers are good, just like most cops are good. It's just that they have to follow an exact pre-planned, organized system. The good news is they're talking about how it's controlled and how it's dumbing people down, and they're starting to see the matrix, so that's exciting. Really big news, because it shows the mass ignorance. I made a big deal about how the Iranians are Shiite. That's the official government religion. It's like Protestant versus Catholic, or vice versa. I mean, big split. Groups fight with each other. But, I mean, to the death in the Middle East and in Asia. Asia's pretty much Muslim now. And Iran is Shiite. The Sunnis come, of course, out of, and it's all over the world, but the main seat of it is Saudi Arabia. And Al-Qaeda is Sunni. Bin Laden is Sunni. And Iran almost invaded Afghanistan a while back because a bunch of Sunnis killed a bunch of their diplomats. Iran, we knew this 4 years ago, but now Bush last year announced that he's been using Al-Qaeda, number three Al-Qaeda, and it is Sunni Wahhabi sects, real Al-Qaeda, to attack the Iranians. They've got special ops all over the country. Our special ops, when I say our government, lead the Al-Qaeda forces. I'm not joking, by the way. Are you listening, neocons, followers, you think I make stuff up? And John McCain was over there yesterday, and he said, we know it's common knowledge that Iran is training Al-Qaeda and using them in Iraq, taking Al-Qaeda into Iran, training them and sending them back. And then people start arguing with him at this press conference. So, and he goes, no, they are Al-Qaeda. And then Lieberman comes and whispers in his ear and he goes, okay, they're extremist. My point is, our government is so criminal, they've got Al-Qaeda attacking Iran. And then they go with the talking point, and most Americans think Iran is Al-Qaeda. I don't know. I should have spent more time on this today. I will tomorrow. And we got other big guests coming up tomorrow. We're going to try to take some time out and take your calls as well. I appreciate all of you, all the stations, all the sponsors, the listeners, and God above. We'll be right back after this break. But to hear the show, you got to go to Infowars.com and click on that link. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut.
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Are you worried about your credit card debt, sky-high interest rates,